Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and this podcast is all about constantly evolving and being open to failing forward, because it's in those failings that we learn, that we grow, that we inform our next attempt so that we get it right, or at least better the next time. And I want to talk to you today about consistency. Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Subscribe if a CEO mindset is something you want to obtain and you want to find the intersection where your work and life coexist. The sky is the limit when you're clear about your value, consistent in the way you share said value, and you're upfront and honest about who you are while sharing it. There are so many examples to follow and learn from. Let's get into today's, shall we? Listen, every year I try my best to make it to the beach where I stand on the shore and I allow the waves to splash up on my legs and I just gaze out at the water, look at how the sun comes up over the ocean and how it goes back down. And I just imagine all of the animals and creatures under the sea and how, if God can take care of them, certainly he can take care of me, and he can make sure that I have everything that I need and that I am able to fulfill my purpose on this planet. And that makes me think a lot about, how do you fulfill your purpose on this planet? Why is it such a struggle? What am I missing? And it wasn't until recently that I realized how connected goal setting, mindset, consistency, and authenticity all work together to give us what we need to fulfill our purpose in life. And I am so convinced that when we connect with ourselves and we get rooted in who we truly are, all of these things sort of fall into place to some degree. Now, is it easy? No. Does it happen overnight? Absolutely not. But I do believe that there is a connection between authenticity, consistency, mindset, and mindset and goal setting. There you go. Brain fart. Anyway, so I think that this episode is going to open your eyes a little bit. My goal is to help you feel better about what it is you're doing and your efforts, because so many people, whether it be in the entrepreneurial space, whether it's professional services, whether it's career placement, whether it's just, you know, church, we are hearing these words: consistency, authenticity, mindset, goal setting. We're hearing these words, we're hearing these concepts, and we think we have a handle on them separately. But it's my opinion that we really need to look at them as a whole, as one sort of universe that we have to be well versed in order for us to achieve our goals and get to the freedom of life that we're looking for. And honestly, I don't really care if you are, you know, a corporate climber, if you are an entrepreneur who is trying to, you know, have freedom of work, or if you are a stay-at-home mom, dad, parent whose goal is to just raise amazing children and take care of the home. We all have goals. We all have a success strategy that we're working, and our successes may be different. We might have a different idea of what success is, but we're all, I think, working towards trying to be successful at something, trying to feel a sense of accomplishment in an area. And regardless of what that is for you, I think this episode is going to be helpful, because like I mentioned, we're looking at goal setting, mindset, consistency, and authenticity all separately, as in their own silos. And some of us feel like they're just buzzwords that, you know, marketers are using to make us purchase their products, or make us feel bad about ourselves, or make us, you know, or encourage us. But we need to break down the barriers and release them from those silos and encompass or enclose them in one area, in one universe. So today I want to talk about the truth about consistency, because I don't really think that it is being talked about enough. I think that when we're given that advice to be consistent, that's not all of it. That's just a partial piece of information. So that we're not being given the whole idea of consistency. We're just being told to do it. And that's a lot like saying, hey, go ride that horse. And you've never seen a horse. So you don't even know how to get up in the stirrups. You don't know how you're supposed to hold the reins. You don't know anything. But someone's telling you, yeah, go do it. Or it's like saying, go swim. And they just throw you into the deep end and they just say, swim, do it. You got it. But they're not showing you how to bring yourself back up to surface, how to breathe under, you know, how to breathe so that you're not drowning under the water, how to do the strokes to get you from one side of the pool to the other. It's the same thing when you tell someone to be consistent. It's the same thing when you tell someone to be authentic. It's just like that. They're throwing you into the deep end and they're telling you to swim, but they're not telling you how. And so I want to give you the truth about consistency today. And I've got 6 points that I'm going to share with you. So let's go ahead and dive right in. The first one is you have to know yourself. Now, if you've been listening to the CEO Mindset for any amount of time, you know that this is my mantra, especially if you're watching me over on my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. I will have the link to my YouTube channel down in the show notes. If you have been listening to me for any amount of time, you know that this is huge. This is the topic, because I believe that it's in knowing yourself that everything else is possible. And it's easily done with less stress, less overwhelm, less limiting belief, less imposter syndrome, less frustration. You know, it's all done when you really are in tune with who you are. And it does take a deep dive in order for you to get there. And by the way, I am going to be talking about 3 stages of authenticity, or the 3 levels of authenticity, in my video this week. So if you are listening to this podcast in real time, then the video will be out tomorrow. If you are just stumbling upon this podcast episode, then head over to my YouTube channel when you finish listening to this podcast, Andrea Patrick Official. Again, the link will be down in the show notes, and look for or type in the 3 stages of authenticity. You will find that video. And watch it, because I'm talking about these levels of authenticity that I don't think people are aware of. And I think when we hear someone say, just be yourself, just be authentic, we're only looking at the first level, and there's so much more involved. But I digress. The first point here with the truth about consistency is you have to know yourself, because if you're not clear about your value and vision, it'll be difficult to stay on task or even know what your tasks need to be, for that matter. I'm a witness to this. I struggled for years, even though I would create a revenue calendar every year. I got it from a YouTuber, and I was so impressed by this spreadsheet that I grabbed it up and I used it, and I would fill it in. But every year after, like the next year, I would come to the first of the year feeling like I never accomplished anything. And it was because I had a difficult time meeting those goals, because I wasn't consistently doing the things that I needed to do to meet those goals. But that was because I wasn't even sure about what those things needed to be, what those tasks needed to be in order for me to stay consistent. I didn't establish the right workflow that would help me get to where I needed to be. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit, but it was because I didn't even know myself and what I needed to do each day and how I could accomplish those things and stay consistent, because I wasn't sure about myself and what was necessary, what I needed to do and be my best. Without this basic information, it's going to be very difficult to stay consistent. You're going to run into the inevitable first of the year when you look back at the previous year and think, well, crap, I was not productive at all. It's because you didn't know what to do each day. Knowing yourself makes it easier to manage expectations, manage your mindset, and establish boundaries. And all of these things are important to your ability to be consistent. Again, these are things that they're not telling you when they give you the instructions to just be consistent, whether it's on social media, whether it's in your career, whether it's, you know, growing your business and the tasks that you need to do each day. Just be consistent. Just show up every day. Just do the same thing. Well, you have to know what you're doing when you show up. You have to have some tasks already out there, but those tasks are going to be directly related to who you are, what you know you need to do and be your best, and how you can establish, you know, that consistency within that framework. So the next point is that I truly believe is necessary and about the truth
is consistency. Organization is required.
So having a method to your madness isn't quite enough. I know that's a fun phrase to hear, but having a method to your madness isn't quite enough, but it's a good start. When your mind is cluttered, it's easy to not only be derailed or easily distracted, it's easy to not even know what to do in the first place. And so it's important to sort of organize your thoughts, have a way to organize what it is you want to get done, when you wanted to get it done, what category it falls in, you know, what category it falls under in your life, and the priority that you give it. Because if you're like me, I'm a creative, and like, I get ideas all the time. I am constantly coming up with ways to say things, ways to do things, different things to do. And if I don't have a way to structure those thoughts, get them out of my head and somewhere out of my mind, then it's going to clutter my mind. And then my focus will be non-existent. I will be distracted at all turns. It'll be like that cartoon where it's like, squirrel, squirrel, you know, and you're just constantly shooting around the next shiny thing. So organization of thought, organization of priority, these are things that are necessary in order for consistency to take root and to really work and to happen, right? So creating systems that dictate your actions is a way to get on track and to stay organized, because systems do just that. They establish order. So inside my program, Project CEO, which is coming up very soon, we cover systems and the role they play in bringing order to your life, your career, and or your business. Now, inside systems, there should be processes, which are the 1-2-3 order in which things get done. And so when you plug into a system, that is giving that thing that you want to do a place to go, is giving it step by step to follow in order to be successful and come out on the other side of that system. So consistency can't help but be a byproduct of this, because if you have a system for running your evening with your family, when you plug anything into that system, if there is a 1-2-3 step that happens process inside of that system, it's like, I don't know if you've ever seen when you juice something, you put the vegetable inside the juicer and there's this little spinny thing or whatever the process is inside the system. But when you plug that piece of fruit or that vegetable inside, that juicing system knows what to do with it, so that on the other end, you get the juice and you also get the remains of the vegetable or fruit that produced the juice. And it's the same with our organization and the systems that we put inside of our method to our madness that is going to help us with the consistency. When you put the celery in the juicer, it is very consistently going to give you juice, and it is very consistently going to give you the remains of the celery once it has been juiced. You can count on that like clockwork. So organization is the same way inside of consistency. If you want things to be the same and you want to have this 1-2-3 situation that happens, and you know that this is going to be the result, or you're wanting to do the same thing over and over again so that you can see progress and productivity, have organization. Create the systems that are going to give you what, that are going to spit out what you need, and have a process within those systems to help you stay consistent. It's that simple. It's organization is definitely key to the truth about consistency. Now, my third point is you have to know what motivates you. Okay. So staying motivated is so important, because I can speak to this about weight loss, right?
How hard is it to lose weight? Well, it's not hard at all if you follow. You have to eat less calories than you burn, or you have to burn more calories than you eat. That's the way you say that. If you do that consistently, then you will lose weight. Simple, plain, very simple. Where does the problem come in? The problem comes in staying motivated to do the consistent things required to make sure that your calories burned are more than your calories taken in, right? So motivation is another key component to consistency. It is, how can I continue to do the thing that I need to do to be consistent in this area, to have consistent results in this area? So staying motivated is important, because if you don't want to do something, or if you can't remember why what you need to do is important, it's only natural that you'd let it fall by the wayside, right? Like, you'll just not do it. And then therefore you're not consistent. There needs to be a reward at the end of the tunnel that's going to keep you going. But what does that reward mean for you? What is that reward? That takes us back to you knowing you, like the very first part of the truth about consistency. It really does mean you have to know what it is that the reward is, what reward is going to make you want to continue to keep going. Now, this brings me to the topic of habits, because habits play a huge role in this as well. Because depending on the habit, it could be a hindrance rather than a help. Okay. Habits consist of cues, routines, and rewards. If they are stronger, or if the habit is stronger than the motivation to work a plan to achieve a goal, then I believe before you can get started working that plan to achieve the goal, you need to work on the habit, because otherwise, whatever that cue is that's going to trigger whatever routine is that can take you off task, and get you the other reward, not the reward for the goal you're trying to meet, but the other reward that triggered you for the cue, then you're constantly going to find yourself off track, because there's a habit there that is standing in your way. And we oftentimes think that we are unsuccessful in our business or in the thing that we're trying to do in our career because we cannot be consistent and continue to do the things that are required of us. We can't stay motivated enough to do the thing. I'll go back to losing weight. Like, it's very difficult when you think about the habits you formed. I've said to my family and people who, anybody really who'll listen, I'll say, you know, losing weight or like changing your eating habits is so much more difficult when you've been eating a certain way and enjoyed a certain type of food for 50 years. You know how good food can be. And let me just tell you, my mother is an amazing cook. The majority of the women in my family are just amazing cooks. We are Southern women. I consider myself to be a halfway decent cook. So I know how to put flavors together. I know what flavors go well together, and I love the taste of them. But in my later years, my body has dictated what I can and cannot eat to maintain health. And so it has been a process of me learning, trying, trial and error, how to eat in order for me to change the habit of eating. That has to be done before I can do the thing to get off of my medications. Like, I have to learn how to eat. Otherwise, if I don't, I can get off the medication. The medication might very well help me out, but I'll never be able to get off of it because I'm dependent on it. Because once I get off, if I haven't changed my eating habits, then I'm going to go back to the problem at hand, why I needed the medication in the first place. So do you see what I'm saying? Like, the habit has to be it has to be addressed prior to us really being able to stay motivated and stay consistent. So this is the truth about consistency. Like, these are some of the stumbling blocks that you might be finding yourself having, and you are so upset because you can't be consistent, and you're wondering why, what's wrong with you, that you're hearing people tell you, well, consistency is the key, and you think that you're being consistent, or you're trying to be consistent, and you're running into all these roadblocks, and you think it's you. It's not you. When they told you to be consistent and they made it sound like it was such an easy thing to do, they failed to give you all of the information about consistency. And that's what I'm doing for you today. I am sharing with you the truth about this thing called consistency. Okay. I believe you have to work on that habit first in order for you to stay motivated, and then in turn, in order for you to maintain consistency. Now, the fourth point I want to make about consistency is you need to adopt the right mindsets. Now, the previous points that I talked about, points 1 through 3, all take into account the need for potential mindset shifts. I mean, think about it. If you don't know yourself, then you're going to have to change your mindset and say, okay, I need to shift from thinking I know myself, thinking that I'm actually being authentic, to maybe I'm not. And I need to do a little introspection to really determine whether or not that's true. Organization needs a mindset shift. If you are that person who feels like you have a method to your madness, but that madness is not working, you're not achieving the goals, then you need to shift your mindset. If you are finding that you are dropping the ball and you get to the beginning of a new year and you do not have the results that you wanted, you don't have the reward that you were trying so hard to reach the previous year, then maybe you weren't staying motivated and you need to tap into remembering what it is you want or why it is you want it. And so you have to change your mindset and change those habits. That is a mindset shift. So the previous points are taking that into account, that you've recognized that you need to do these mindset shifts. Being open to change is important to maintaining consistency. If ever there were an example of consistency, like change would be it, right? Like if you can't count on anything else in life, this is something that you cannot escape. Change is going to happen. The right mindset, an open mindset, is what you need to adjust when change is necessary. So consistency, again, if you're listening to this podcast, you might have thought that you understood consistency, but now you're hearing a little bit different of a take on it. And so if your mind is closed to this, you're not going to get it. So if you want to get it, you have to adopt the right mindset. Okay. And so change is inevitable. It's going to happen. And you have to wrap your mind around that. In order for you to achieve the level of consistency that you might need to achieve your goals, to live the life you want, to have that freedom, to have that level of success, it's important for you to be open to the mindsets that are required. It might mean that you have to adopt an abundance mindset because your mindset has been all about scarcity. It might be that you have to adjust your mindset from flying by the seat of your pants to actually setting goals and being goal oriented. Whatever the mindset is, you might have to adjust it in order for you to find the level of consistency that you're going to need to actually achieve whatever goal it is that you want to achieve. So now the point number 5 that I want to make is, when it comes to the truth about consistency, you have to have a goal and you have to make a plan to achieve the goal. Now that may seem like a no-brainer, right? Consistency is what has to happen in order for you to reach your goal. We've heard that before. But again, if you are not familiar with these other points, points 1 through 4, then you're going to think that if you do one thing consistently that you're going to achieve your goal. I'm a witness, that's not true. Because if you don't know what you really need to do and be your best, and you don't know what tasks are required for those goals to be achieved inside that plan, then this is not going to work for you. You can know it all day long. If you've ever heard the quote, "A goal without a plan is just a wish," then you understand. That's the concept. In my chamber, there was a business owner, and this used to be her tagline: "A goal without a plan is just a wish." And she was a finance person. I loved it because that's true of money. You can have the goal of saving or the goal of going to, a fabulous vacation. But if you don't have a plan for saving that money and reducing your spending or reducing your debt or whatever it is, then that dream to do that thing is just a wish. You just wish it would happen. So if you want to achieve a goal, you do need a plan, but you also need to have a method to work the plan that leads you to the goal, to achieving the goal. And that brings me to my next point. Point number 6, and my final point, is you have to tether your tasks to your goal for productivity. The method to your madness needs to consist of tasks that are tethered to the goal you are trying to achieve. For instance, if you are trying to lose weight, your daily activity that you work needs to be tethered to the goal of losing weight. So that means every meal you eat, you have to tether that to the goal of losing your weight. So you can't eat cookies and ice cream. You have to watch your fat intake. You have to watch your carb intake. You have to make sure you have enough protein in your diet. You have to drink enough water. These need to be the tasks that happen every single day consistently. And those tasks are tethered to the goal of losing weight. If you want to pass a test, you need to read the book, study the lessons daily, understanding what's important, what the professor has said is important in his lectures. You have to understand what points he's made, and you have to look at that information and study that information on a daily in order to achieve the goal of passing the test. If you want to grow your business, you have to map out the tasks that you know are required, that are getting you the attention you need from your target audience. And you need to determine what it is they're looking for on a daily basis, and how can you give that to them on a daily basis. Those are the tasks. If they are expecting you to post on social media 3 times a week, if they are expecting you to have a video once a week and a podcast once a week, if they are expecting your blog to be a certain way and a certain voice, you have to work out a plan and tether your tasks to provide that information on a daily basis, because all of those things add up to someone making a decision to do business with you. That is how you reach the goal, is tethering your tasks, your daily activity to each goal in order to move them forward. So as you can see, when someone says consistency is the key to success, the advice isn't complete. If you've ever felt frustrated because you can't make things happen the way you want them to, if you struggle to see the change you want to see from year to year, or if you're contemplating just giving up altogether because you just don't see results, try working on the points I made in this podcast. Because I promise you, if you do, you'll see results. It's very important to know yourself, to have organization, to know what motivates you, to adapt and have the right mindset, to set goals and have a plan to achieve it, and to tether each task within your plan to your specific goals in order to maintain consistency. That is the truth about consistency. If you did not know that and you were operating under this like cloud of suspicion and not knowing what it truly means and thinking something is wrong with you because you're not getting where it is you want to go, I don't think that's true unless you already knew this and you just are still not doing it. But if you're like me and for years you thought consistency was as simple as just doing the same thing over and over and over again, and you thought that doing that was going to get you the result that you wanted, then this is going to help you. I promise, because consistency is so much more than just repetition. Consistency involves knowing yourself, knowing what you need to do and be your best, tethering tasks to the plan that is going to help you achieve the goal. It's knowing how you stay motivated in order to do the tasks. It's having the right mindset to know when change is necessary because things aren't working. And it's looking at those habits that could potentially be stumbling blocks in your attempts to be consistent. So if you're struggling in this area, then I advise you to hop on my wait list for the challenge that we're going to be doing coming up very soon, the Search for Success Challenge, because in this challenge, I'm going to help you create a blueprint. This blueprint is going to be a lens through which you can maintain consistency and create success strategies for any and everything that you're doing in your life, career, or business. So I'll put the link to join that wait list in the show notes. Make sure you get that. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, because over there, I'm teaching you how to do and be your best in every aspect of your life. life, career, business, all of it. We're talking about it on my YouTube channel. So down below, you will also find the link to subscribe to my YouTube channel so that you get all that as well. And I would love to hear from you. Please go ahead and leave a comment. Tell me what you think about this podcast episode and make sure that you give it a review. It helps me. And this podcast can be found any and everywhere. So if you want to look it up on Shopify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, it's there. Anyway, thanks again for listening this week. And I will be back again next week. So don't forget, constantly evolve. Figure out what that means for you and be open to those failures, because I promise you they'll push you forward. All right. See you next week. Bye.
That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them. And I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the Be You Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms. So if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.